right now on a Wednesday. We are lucky enough to have the voice of Virginia Tech, John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff. Cowan Gates there for you in any case. Here we go. Final game at Lane Stadium. A lot of emotion. Big game. Tough opponent. What's the atmosphere like there this week?
It's emotional, and you can start to feel it. I think the term that people used was it's starting to sink in, and I started hearing that upon our return from Georgia Tech West. So definitely nostalgic, but at the same time, it's business as usual in a lot of ways if you're around the football program, because they've got a tremendous challenge on their hands with North Carolina. I think they recognize that, and everybody also recognizes that the day is not going to be ruined in totality, but it's definitely going to be tarnished a bit if the Hokies don't necessarily lose, but if they lose in one-sided fashion. And again, the Tar Heels have been taking it to their last few opponents, so there's a mix of nostalgia, other emotions, and concern, I would say, at the moment.
You're around Frank. You do the coach's show. You see him during the week. How's he been handling all this attention?
He's been great, and a lot of people have come up to me and said this, and I've noticed it firsthand on multiple occasions. Ever since he made the announcement and got through that Monday, I started to notice it that night on Tech Talk Live, and it's been that way since. He seems like he's had a lot of weight lifted off his shoulders, and certainly the fact, in his words, that he felt like the Hokies were going in different directions, I think, had been weighing on him maybe for years. And I think we're starting to see that humor come back out and that passion and that just energy, which may be lacking for a variety of reasons over the last few years. And it's been great because, like I've said, the last couple of Tech Talk Lives have been the best ones we've had. I think he's been more open and he's been more pointed, and I think he's been more enthusiastic and energetic when it comes to his football team, and I think his players have recognized that as well. So I think that just validates the timing of when he did what he did.
Going back, you just said that it feels like more among the players a taking care of business attitude. There's going to be a lot of emotions Saturday. Now, there were a lot of emotions last Thursday night. Did last Thursday night, in a way, prepare them for Saturday, or is Saturday just still an emotional unknown?
It's not unknown. I think you know what you're going to get. It's going to be big. But no, I don't think Thursday did much for that. I think it definitely helped their confidence in the fact that they recognize they can play through that distraction and there are going to be more. But I think when they hit that field and that video plays in honor of Frank prior to kickoff, that it's going to hit people. Now, here I'll offer this caveat. I think when you're talking about the present team and the present players, I think it's difficult for them at their age to understand, and I'm not diminishing them, but to understand the gravity of what Frank Beamer has meant here. So I think the nostalgia will hit more so in the former players and the people in the stands and the people in the press box and people like yourself who have been around the program for a long time. And I think it'll be easier for the guys down on the field to get past it than it will be for some of us that are in other capacities.
We'll find out more if you're going on Saturday. We'll find out a little bit more from Lays, and we'll find out what they have in store in the broadcast. That's coming up. He's John Laser, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Let's get to the game here, because this is the other major storyline of this game, and that is North Carolina coming into this game, now ranked 17. And Lays, crazy enough, we all thought the most explosive team that would come into Lane Stadium this year was the first team to come in, Ohio State. Turns out, crazy enough, it may be the last team to come into Lane Stadium this year.
Yeah, and I think that it's still Ohio State. You hear that a lot. Scott Loeffler referenced the Buckeyes quite a bit, Wes, to your point this week when he was discussing North Carolina, and they're definitely a team that's capable of scoring some points, and they've been executing much better than Ohio State has been of late. But from a pure talent perspective, I think it's still Ohio State. Now, with that said, take nothing away from this Tar Heels offense. Marquise Williams, dual threat quarterback, who we know, of course, and you beat the dead horse of giving the Hokies trouble. Well, he's got that, as to, again, to your point, Ezekiel Elliott type back in Elijah Hood. He's got receiving options of a variety of sizes. So that's where I think my concern lies if I'm Virginia Tech, is which dimension am I going to try to target in that offense? And again, some defenses that you've looked at when you yourself have struggled against offensively, namely Duke going up against North Carolina, seemed to have little chance. They caught them at that buzzsaw phase, and Duke was coming off, of course, that emotional roller coaster against Miami. So take that for what it is. But yeah, it's a formidable challenge, to say the least, this Saturday.
And to see Williams, and I don't have him in the Heisman conversation, but to see what he's doing comparable to a guy who is Deshaun Watson at Clemson, especially the last four games, here's a guy who can crush you with the legs, but you look at what he's doing the past four games, 69 of 100, over 1,000 yards and 7 touchdowns. I know most people will say, oh, only 100 attempts in four games, but at the same time, then he can take off and run, which he did last week for 3 touchdowns. So right now, I mean, here's a guy who's had a lot of potential, but now he's kind of hit that potential.
Yeah, he definitely has, and I think that North Carolina's done a nice job of capitalizing on the momentum. And I go again back and cite that Duke game where they knew they had an opponent that had been through the ringer, so to speak. What do they do on first down, West? They throw the flea flicker. That's yeah. something that Marquise Williams can do. So don't think that Larry Fedora is not going to come in here and recognize the emotion of the day and that the fact that there's going to be a lot of wet eyes on the Virginia Tech sideline after a tribute video at kickoff. I wouldn't be shocked if they try to go big play early in this game to try to establish control of it. And as you've touched on, they've got a variety of weapons with which to do so.
I saw that cat one time when he was the head coach at his previous Southern Miss. He had a fourth and five on the 9-yard line at Scott Stadium at his own, and he fake punted out of the end zone and ran it down for like 42 yards. So you're right. Larry Fedora is capable of anything. Now, to be totally clear, Georgia Tech, not even close to what North Carolina is doing in offense this year, Lays, but what did the defense show you last Thursday night against the Yellow Jackets?
Well, they showed me concern right off the bat because they got beat over the top on a big play on the first offensive series for Georgia Tech. But what they always show when Bud Foster is calling the shots is the ability to adjust, and I thought that they did that much better. They read and reacted quite well in the second quarter. Andrew Motuopuaka, much maligned this year, he's taken a lot of the brunt when the defense has struggled. I thought he was exceptional after quarter number one. I thought he pursued and flowed the wrong way a couple times in the first quarter, but that led to some highlight reel hits. But back to your original point, there's not much sense in what you take out of that game because this North Carolina offense is an entirely different beast, and we know that because everybody's an entirely different beast than Georgia Tech, but the speed and the athleticism that the Tar Heels will put on the field far exceeds what the Yellow Jackets did.
John Lazor will be on the call. Coverage begins at 10:30 on Saturday with Andrew Allegretta and Mike Burnup. The game at noon from Lane Stadium. We'll come back and we'll find out about what's going to go on at Lane Stadium before the game, during the game, what's going to go on the broadcast. We'll flip it around and we'll go to the other side of the ball with the Hokies offense against North Carolina's defense. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the return of Lazor's Lightning Round. The voice of the Hokies, John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. Personal injury, traffic violations, real estate, wills, and trust. Cowan Gates there for you in any case. Wes McElroy, John Lazor, Fox Sports 910.